This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
Welcome back, value investors. So this week, I want to focus on cheap stocks, of course, but ones that also have growth. We're going to look at a basic screen this week, one that we have run before here on the podcast. But with this big rally going on, it's always good to run these screens again after, you know, everything's been surging higher to get an idea of where are the cheap stocks in this kind of market conditions. And so I decided to run one of the screens that's on the PEG ratio. This is one of my favorite value screens, really, because it combines both the cheapness on the earnings side, but you also get growth. And that is so important. And remember, the PEG ratio was basically introduced by the father of value investing, Benjamin Graham. And he was the former boss to Warren Buffett way back in the day, almost 100 years ago now. Wow. And then he was also one of the top investors of all time on the value side, or just any time, basically. And he was also a college professor. He held a lot of hats, Ben Graham. You can also read his great book, The Intelligent Investor, which we've talked about on this podcast many times. I haven't talked about it lately. Maybe I'll have to revisit it, but I'm waiting for some kind of more cheap on the marketplace because, you know, like I said, we've had this huge rally, one of the biggest rallies I've seen in quite some time. And so there aren't a lot of cheap stocks, and I'd like to have more cheapness out there when we're discussing the intelligent investor. So you can check that out. You can get it on Amazon. The older or the newest of the versions is after he died, and that was the updated version, and it was from like 2005 or 2006, which is almost 20 years ago now. I have not heard if they're thinking about updating it again, but they really kind of should, because the examples in it are now outdated. You know, when you read it, you'll know what I mean, but that's why they updated it in 2005 to reflect the dot-com boom, some of the examples in there. So what the book does, it has been Graham's original book with the chapters, and then it has updated chapters by Jason Zwick, who used to be at the Wall Street Journal. I'm not sure if he's still there. But he wrote excellent follow-up chapters with the same concepts that were in the original, but using more modern examples. So when you read it now, you may think like, this is all out of date, but it is almost 20 years old. So let's return back to the PEG ratio. And why did Ben Graham, you know, design this? Why did he take the earnings, the PE ratio, and divide it by the growth rate? Why was that important? Because we love cheap stocks. We love to get the low PE, but growth is also important. And this is like a kind of a rare combination to get something where you get both the cheapness plus the company is still growing. And remember, we are owners as value investors. We want to own that company. And so we want to have a company that's actually growing, not just dirt cheap. So what do you look for in a PEG ratio? Normally here on the podcast, we look at one and under. So 1.0 and under is a low PEG ratio, because you are getting more on the value side then. That indicates value stock, but it has growth. So in the screen that I'm running, it has less than one. So it's even cheaper, and this is even harder to get. So this screen looks for 0.55 and under. I'm not sure why it's not just 0.5. This is in the set screen, but it's 0.55 for some reason. And the stock has to have closed above $5. We didn't really want to go to the $2 stocks, you know, the $1 stocks and that stuff. So we are looking above $5. Then it has a Zacks rank of ones or twos, which are the strong buys and the buys. That should mean rising earnings estimates. And that should make the screen a lot more narrow, because remember, ones and twos are maybe, you know, a little over 800 stocks in those categories. So it's already going to narrow it down. And then this one has the current average broker recommendation of less than 2.5. And I'm assuming that's also to also narrow it down a bit. So running the screen, we got a grand total of 19 stocks. That's pretty narrow, given just these small number of parameters. So what was on this list? There were a lot of Chinese stocks. And the Chinese stocks are cheap. They've sold off. People nervous about them again. I'm not a super huge fan of the Chinese stocks, as you all know. But there are some bargains to be had there. And so I did include one of them in the five that I'm going to talk about. So let's dive right in and talk about it. Okay, so the one I did include was JD.com, ticker JD. It is basically the Amazon of China. And I included it because it is so big and dominant in China. Everybody knows this company, that if I'm going to buy any Chinese company, this is going to be one of them, most likely. This one, maybe Alibaba, you know, there's a couple, Tencent, there's a few of these huge, massive ones that if I was going to dive in, these would be the ones I would try to target. They have a lot more analyst coverage on them and just more eyes on them. So it has a PEG ratio of just 0.19. So it is dirt cheap here, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, the Chinese stocks are cheap. The Chinese economy is struggling a bit. And so this is on the consumer side. People are worried about the consumer. And so you're getting this cheapness. Now, the shares really have taken a tumble over the last couple of years, but year to date, they're still down in the negative. They're down 8.3%. And then I took a look back over the 5 years. So this includes the pandemic and the rally that a lot of these internet commerce companies saw during the pandemic. But then they did sell off in the last 2 years. So over the last 5 years, these shares are still down 1.8%. So this has a PE of 8.5. So it is dirt cheap with the single digit PEs, but shares have not been a reward for, you know, the shareholders. It has been just pretty difficult as a long-term shareholder in this Chinese company. So that's JD.com, ticker JD. Then we're going to switch it over a bit to building and construction. This is a new one, and it's Owens Corning, ticker OC. I just talked about this stock with John Blank on the Market Edge podcast because he's a big fan. So they are big in roofing and some other areas, but anything in this building construction side of things is booming. We have the infrastructure bill that's sending a lot of money into the U.S. economy in these areas. And then we have a boom in things like data centers. And so they're building all of those. So Owens Corning, ticker OC, as I said, is a PEG ratio of just 0.29. That's pretty cheap. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I'm always surprised, like, wow, 0.29. But wait, our screen was for 0.55 or less. So of course it's going to be even more dirt cheap. But this one, forward P of 12.3. And I guess I'm surprised because I did cheat a little bit on this one because I did just talk about it with John Blank. So I had looked at the chart before I decided to include it out of the five here. And I already knew it was up. Year to date, it's up 12.1%. But over the last 5 years, it's up 176%. So that's a pretty incredible rally because the S&P 500, it's up in that time too, but only up 76.9%. So we've got, you know, a big outperformance, almost 100% outperformance, which is, you know, that's pretty incredible by a company that not many people are thinking about or owning. So taking a look at the earnings estimates, three of them are higher in the last 60 days for Owens Corning, but earnings are expected to decline a bit this year by 4.5%. That's not terrible. And then next year, we're going to see a rebound in 2025, up 16%. So I'm liking that. So no real value trap here going into next year, where we see a lot of big growth. And even on the sales side, 2024 expected to decline 1%. But they're Zacks consensus on the sales is at $9.5 billion. And then next year, 2025, $12.1 billion. So that's a pretty big jump of 26%. So I'd have to drill down more into why things are suddenly going to take off even further next year. And this is one we don't have a lot of analyst coverage on. There's a couple of estimates. That's it, like two estimates. Well, we had three for this year, but there looks to be two to three analysts perhaps on this company. So that's not a lot of analyst coverage out there. So you might have to tune into the conference calls on something like this, but that would be wise. But this is an interesting area. This is a hot stock that is still cheap with a PE of 12.3 and that PEG ratio of 0.29. So that's Owens Corning, ticker OC. Third stock is Royal Caribbean, ticker R as in Robert, C as in Charles, L as in Larry, RCL. This is the cruise ship company, you know, vacations, cruising, all of that fun stuff. I kind of have that on the brain right now. So I was like immediately thinking, ooh, Royal Caribbean, that sounds fun. PEG ratio is 0.48. But the stock's struggling a little bit. Year to date, it's up, but only 1.4%. And then over the five-year period, down 22.7%. So these cruise ship companies really got hammered at the start of the pandemic. Obviously, they could not even operate. And then we did have a bit of a rebound. And now maybe we're in the back half of that. Let's take a look at what these earnings estimates are looking like. Well, looks pretty good for 2024. Earnings expected to be up 47% this year to $10.01 from $6.77. So that's pretty phenomenal. Next year, 2025, another 17%. Now, all the cruises have been selling out. People have returned to cruising. These companies are ordering new ships. They're upgrading their product. They're adding new routes. People are not afraid to go back out there onto the cruise ships. So I'm not sure why the street isn't really buying into it. But as we all know, as value investors, this is what happens to us. You know, the street doesn't like it. And so the shares are going nowhere. This is a number two rank buy stock. And it does have a forward PE of 13.3. So that's on the cheap side on the PE, which you would probably expect. But it's got that big growth component as well. So doesn't necessarily mean if the PEG ratio is low that the PE is going to be that low with that much growth. This is an interesting play. Maybe take a look at what's going on there. And when they report earnings again in early May, you might want to tune in. But that's Royal Caribbean, ticker RCL. Then we're going back to an old favorite that is one of the popular value stocks of this year, and that is Toyota Motors. So while a lot of the other automakers are struggling a bit, Toyota is not, because they picked wisely. They chose to do the hybrid strategy versus all in on only the fully electric vehicles. And it turns out consumers for right now in 2024 are choosing the hybrids more often than the electric vehicles. So Toyota's looking like they're geniuses for this strategy. Doesn't mean they don't have some all-electric vehicles. They do, but they offer a combination, and that is appealing to consumers right now. So this stock has been cheap for a while. It's trading at 10.7 times, and it has a PEG ratio of just 0.37. So, of course, that's cheap. Earnings expected to be up 73% this fiscal year, but almost no growth expected for next fiscal year. And so that's just 0.5%. So everybody's pricing it in for this year, and then the uncertainty will set in for next year. And so we'll see. This is kind of a wait and see one. But year to date, the shares are up 33%. 5 years, they're up 96.7%. That is beating the S&P 500 now, which is up 76.9% over the 5 years. But if you look at the chart, a lot of it is being driven by what's happening here in 2024. This massive breakout here has really helped those who've been in it for 5 years. So that's something to keep in mind. But how much longer can Toyota keep running? We don't know, but we will see. And it's still cheap right now. So that's Toyota Motor, ticker TM. And then we're going to wrap it up with Pilgrim's Pride. I haven't talked about them in a long time. Ticker PPC. So P as in Paul, P as in Paul, C as in Charles. And this is the chicken and pork guys. And this one, I was surprised. I haven't looked at any of these in the food meat products industry for a while. And I was surprised to see that year to date, it's up 27%. So it has been involved in this nice rally that we've had in 2024. 5 years, though, it's only up 51.2%. That is underperforming the S&P 500. But again, it is dirt cheap. PEG ratio of 0.4 and a PE of 11.9. So that's really cheap. We only have a couple of estimates on it. So the data is not all that great. It's not widely followed, at least on Zacks.com. But we do have earnings being up here in 2024 by 75% to $2.97 from $1.69. Then 2025, looking a lot like Toyota was, with a gain of just 2.7%. So up to 305 from 297 is what the analysts are at right now. And so that's fairly minimal for next year. So you're getting a lot of the growth this year, but maybe that's already being priced in here by the analysts. It does have a nice earnings surprise track record. It has surprised and pretty big in the last 4 quarters. So the analysts have been getting it wrong on whatever Pilgrim Pride is reporting here on their earnings. And we should get this one by the end of April. So you want to tune in to find out what's going on with chicken and pork and the food, you know, meat industry right now, then you should tune in to see. So that's Pilgrim's Pride, ticker PPC. So as I was saying, there were a lot of Chinese companies on this list. They are still cheap and they do have that growth component. So they are showing up in this kind of screen. I only included JD.com here because I didn't want to just screen for cheap Chinese stocks, but it's worth checking it out if that is where you want to seek out some value. So definitely, you know, run some of these screens with the PEG and the Zacks rank, because it is giving some of these interesting names out there. And this is a good way to find the cheap value side of things, but also with the all-important growth component, because that's what I want. I want that growth. So let me repeat the stocks we talked about on this episode. There's JD.com, ticker JD, D as in David. Then there's Owens Corning, which is OC. Just two letters as that one as well. Then Royal Caribbean is R as in Robert, C as in Charles, L as in Larry, RCL. Toyota Motors is T as in Tom, M as in Mary. And then we had Pilgrim's Pride, which is P as in Paul, P as in Paul, C as in Charles. And again, as always, you want to be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single Value Investor podcast. You can get us on Zach's podcast on YouTube. We're also on Amazon Music. We're on Apple and Spotify and just basically anywhere where you can get the podcast, you're going to find us now. But be sure to do so, because next week I'll be back with some more value stocks. Thank you.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.